know Kareem Hunt is back in a Chiefs uniform. He's on the practice squad. Andy did not rule out the chance of Kareem Hunt being active on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. I think we'll know more tomorrow when he speaks and also how practice goes. I saw a practice video was out there from our friends over at Fox 4 and everything like that. The weird thing with this, of course, we've acknowledged like just how rare it is that an organization has brought back somebody that they cut ties with for 6 years. And given the circumstances around all of that, like that is a pretty rare thing to do. Cody mentioned something to me before the show.
Yeah, you seemed off put by it, honestly.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so well, let the text line decide since you're put off by it. 913-586-7965. Mm-hmm. Very simply, I'd like you to call in. Once you hear the question, 913-586-7965, and tell me whether you'd be amicable to a reunion of a different type. I thought once Kareem Hunt was cut from this team, there was a 0.000% chance he'd ever end up back as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on. I didn't think that would ever happen. There happens to be another player that left this town that I thought he'd never come back either. Would you, and I looked it up, 3 years from now, 2 years from now,
oh, gosh,
be open to the possibility of a Tyreek Hill reunion? If Kareem Hunt ended up back on this team, doesn't matter what Tyreek said. He said a lot of stupid stuff when he left. Started talking about how Tua was the best quarterback, and then he started saying some real dumb things. Started getting into a Chiefs fans a little bit more. Maybe shouldn't have made that pregnancy joke. But what? Besides the point, if he were around and he was 32 years old and Chiefs are like, hey, we want to bring Tyreek back, what's your level of warmth? What's your interest level in bringing back old Tyreek Hill?
Cold pizza that was sitting out for hours. That's my level of warmth and interest. And
No Tyreek.
For one, also, I think, and I get it, you're saying 3 years from now. There's also the financial thing. If he is still in the league, given the position he plays and likely the talent that he still would have, he's also not realistic because Kareem Hunt's costing them like $1 million. Tyreek Hill would cost them.
I haven't seen the number. Yeah, but pretty much league minimum.
Whatever, sure, whatever that is these days.
How old would Tyreek Hill have to be?
33 would be his free agency year.
No,
just turned 33.
Well, I mean, he's going to cost still at that point more than I would be interested in. No, I do not need to go back that road. Also, we know Kareem Hunt and Mahomes have been in touch. Went to Mahomes' wedding. I don't know if Tyreek Hill and Mahomes still are texting on a regular basis.
Well,
I don't know if
they
really are.
You might remember,
I know the
he
comments.
Complained a lot about how he, like, Travis was always invited places, and Travis was invited to do these things, but he wasn't really a part of the club.
Also, Kareem Hunt never got a ring. Part of this, Kareem Hunt never got a ring, so he was even more interested in coming back. Tyreek Hill got a ring with this regime before. He's not chasing a ring. He just cares about money.
I kind of figured this is the way it was going to go, but I was kind of curious.
No.
Someone said, 913, Tyreek will never come back here. His ego is too big. From the 816, I'd rather sign Michael Thomas at this point.
Slam boy.
From 913, this is too far. From the 913, I'd rather bring back Tony in 6 years. There's no way. There's no way. I guess there is a difference, though. What's funny is there is a clear difference in people's attitude towards the player because people have been asking for Kareem Hunt to come back for years.
Right.
And I think it's because the Chiefs told him, no, this is the girl who broke up with you. You didn't break up with her. And I think you're taking this the wrong way. I think, Alex, you're in a relationship, and she's like, look, we're done here. I don't want to be together with you. 5 years later, you're like, man, this chick broke up with me 5 years ago. I'm not getting back in this mix.
Exactly.
If you just weren't in the right space during that time, and you had done the breaking up, I think you're more likely... I think you're more likely to be on board with it if you were the person who did the breaking up because then it felt like it was in your control. It was about you, not them.
Yeah, I mean, that's an even stronger response. I'm a firm believer in that. If you were in a relationship and it didn't work, like not just like you were talking, but if you were in a relationship for, let's call it 6 months or a year, and then you broke up 5 years later, what makes you think it's going to work better then? No.
People change in 5 years all the time.
I'm not talking about if you were talking in high school and then you're now 35 years old and you're talking again. That's different. I'm talking about if you were in a relationship 2 years ago for a year, you broke up, and then like 5 years later,
Literally only one person on the entire text line right now said, if he wanted to come back, that's fine. I'd welcome it. One person said, I've got no problem with the Price is Right. Everyone else said,
it's going to have 15 kids by then, man.
Well, from the 816 says, Tyree can't afford to come back with 11 kids.
Yeah.
Which might be the case. I don't want to say for sure.
I think your analogy was good, Cody. It's just that for in Gold's case,
the analogy's fine, but he's still not in.
If Gold were paid $1.5 million to try to make it work, then that's good. Because it's not like if you sign Tyreek Hill to the contract, you're not feeling each other out necessarily like you would in the case of going back and dating somebody. Like, okay, let's see if this can still work. Let's see if there's something there. You're bringing him in. It'd be like fully committing and jumping in all the way 5 years later.
So you just think anytime a relationship's over, that's it, huh?
That's my personal philosophy. Someone on the text line said that's the situation with them and his now wife. They broke up and they got together and got married.
So
I hope things are going great.
You probably don't know this, but my wife and I have been together a really long time.
High school though, right?
We did not date in high school though. We dated after high school. We dated in middle school. She broke up with me in middle school.
But again, I just told you 2 minutes ago that I think it doesn't apply to the whole high school, middle school thing.
You think once you're adults, don't think adults change?
Not as much as when you were 17 and dating in high school.
Or middle school when you're 14, yeah. I guess.
Text line, Tyreek can go to hell. That's a no for me, dog. Someone said Kareem has made good with this time since his incident. Tyreek just keeps stepping in it.
That's true.
I would say one has certainly had a quieter time. Sorry, we briefly lost internet, or not internet, power. And I blinked,
and the lights turned off.
It threw us all off for a minute. Someone said Justin Houston before Tyreek. Because that's the thing. I have done nothing but sit on this show for the last 5 years and had, I can't name how many different former Chiefs I've had people ask back. Why don't they bring back Justin Houston? They should bring back Derek Johnson. I want Kareem Hunt back. It's a never-ending list of former Chiefs they want back. And now you're all telling me no to Tyreek? He's the single greatest wide receiver in Kansas City Chiefs history. He'd still only be 33 years old. He wouldn't be like fried at that point. And yeah, he's going to talk a lot. That's most wide receivers. At this point, what wide receiver doesn't cause a problem?
I want to hear from the people on this one. In addition to the text line, let's go out. 913-586-7965. Let's go out to the hotline. Welcome in Max in Shawnee. Max, you're on Cody and Gold.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I think you add Tyreek to this offense now that we have. I mean, we got the Legion of Zoom back. We probably have the greatest offense of all time.
See?
What about in 3 years from now, though? Because I'm with you. Like right now, he's obviously still playing. He had 1,800 yards last year, so I don't disagree. But I'm talking about in Cody's hypothetical. 3 years from now, he's 33 years old. Mahomes is in his 30s.
I don't see it happening because, as you guys have stated a lot of times, you know, Veach and Andy Reid don't like the older guys on the squad, really, unless they're Chris Jones or Travis Kelce.
Oh, I think we lost you, Max. We lost you there. I kind of get what you're saying there. Sorry, Max. Thanks for calling in, man. 913-586-7965. Yeah, right now is a whole deal. Of course, right now I'm with you. I just don't.
I wonder if some people still might not want him back right now just because of his.
Yeah, I just saw this team win a Super Bowl with the wide receiver room. They've also got a wide receiver room that is more than capable this year to win a World Series, win a Super Bowl. And so I definitely would not entertain that.
There's a few more people saying they'd kick it around, but for the most part,
someone said, speaking of former Chiefs,
said no.
The last time the Chiefs were in Atlanta, Eric Berry went out and had a monster game. Is that the last time they were in Atlanta? Obviously, they're an NFC team.
Eric Berry, man.
He
had the blocked field goal return for a touchdown and had a pick and all that. That was a game in Atlanta.
The pick two. He put the Chiefs up. Yeah, Matt Ryan threw a touchdown pass, and then Eric Berry returned the 2-point conversion to the house for that.
That ended up being the difference between a win or a loss in that game, the pick two. So not small in any way. All right, let's talk about this current team, not 3 years from now. I'm just curious since everyone seemed happy that Kareem Hunt was back.